Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And this episode basically came because of some things that have been happening, been said. I'm sure everybody's aware on social media that some people have been not passing their tests, their drug tests, and that's part of being a natural and competing. But also part of competition is supplements. Well, most of us do take supplements. Some people are totally against it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's some people that swear by them, and some people have gone a little bit far and try to make it actual food instead of actually eating. That's a concern in itself. But the whole thing about supplements is that they're supposed to be beneficial. And I like the way Leif Anderson always says that to realize the name itself lets you know that it shouldn't be a main source of anything. It's supplemental. Supplement. That means it's not the entirety of your day as far as what you do and how you ingest your food. There should be some actual food somewhere during your day. But supplements do make a big difference. Why do they make a difference? I really didn't understand it until I started going to the different supplement stores and actually talking to the people that knew what the difference was. And, you know, it was disappointing to find out a lot of the top name brands that I'd been taking were basically garbage. And, you know, the stuff that basically was not as expensive was some of the best things going on the market, because that supplement chain actually wanted to increase people's awareness for health and fitness. And they went about it the right way, meaning less fillers, less proprietary blends. I'm sure people have heard about that. And, you know, there's been a lot of exposures about, but there was something else that had really made a difference, and that was adding things that really weren't on the label at all. So do you do away with everything? You know, because I'm not understanding how we got to this all or nothing type mentality. Why not just fix the issue and actually have real supplements? We are fighting ourselves to do what? And we really need to think about that, because, all right, you're upset. Maybe somebody you're a fan of, maybe somebody you look up to, or maybe somebody, you know, that you are trying to be, and something derailed you. And now what? Blame supplements? Or do you realize that there's some people out there that aren't really supplement makers at all, but more like drug dealers? And they're coming up with things that don't really aid a natural at all. And they weren't designed to. I think we have to start looking at things more adult-like and do more research. And that would have me go back to the point of talking to the people that do know. Because, you know, there's some people that are in the store, the supplement stores, and they have an idea. There are some people that have a list of what they're supposed to say. You know, the high-end stuff that needs to get out of there, the stuff that's been sitting on the stock shelves for a while, and they need to get rid of it. But there's some real, genuine people that are just as passionate about supplements as we are about fitness. And they go one and the same, but just from a different point of view. And how do you get to know those people? You get passionate about what you do, and you'll speak in a way that they know what passion is, because they live it themselves. And they want to see a person make it to a better level. And, you know, supplements for me were kind of like scary, spooky stuff, because I had a relative that had taken the road that he shouldn't have, and he's paying the price now, and his body's really breaking down in ways that he hadn't imagined. But he had always threatened me, and because, you know, he's my older relative, and he'd always threatened me about it. If I had ever done something like that, he would kill me. And he started talking about the things that were real supplements. And I was thinking, well, how does he know? You know, if he's taking banned substances, is he taking, you know, steroids or growth hormone or whatever he was taking? I can't really remember anymore. But why would that matter to him, you know, about natural supplements? And he told me about this lady that we had grown up with, and I remember her quite well. And she was of Indian descent, and she had this room full of herbs, spices, and other things that I probably can't name or pronounce or remember. But whenever one of us was injured, she could go in there and come out and take the pain away. And not just take the pain away, but start the healing. Start the healing, but have it heal in a way where there's no infection or a side effect of coughing or anything that would take away from your overall health. And basically, that's what supplements are all about. But what are some people looking for? Lightning in a bottle, the quick fix, the magic pill. Basically, if we really rationalize it out to common sense, it's a way to cheat without cheating, is what they're looking for. I don't want to do the work, and this supplement is supposed to do everything, and somehow that's going to save me from being embarrassed or not reaching my goals. And if all else fails, I can blame that supplement and not myself, if we look at it from an adult's point of view. Because we've all been in the gym, we've all exercised, and we've all met that person that says, no matter what, you know, I'm going to win until they lose. And then what? You know, everything's different, everything's wrong, and something's got to give. But we don't look at supplements in the way that we should if we're sitting there trying to make it the quick fix, because it won't work unless we do, or it shouldn't. If it does, then you probably don't have a supplement. You probably got something illegal. But when we're dealing with actual supplementation, what is our goal? Because there's some people that can get their everything from food. They've got time to prep. They've got time to sleep. They've got time to everything. Everything's laid out in a way that just ensures complete success. But you can't look at that one person and say it works for everyone in that way. There's the mom that has two jobs and children, and maybe one of them is autistic, or maybe one of them is not, it may be debilitated. And that's a lot of stress on the body. It's a lot of stress on the mind. She's trying to make ends meet. Now, she can go round and round and, you know, wear herself out, maybe die in an early death, or she can do her best to eat right, and when she can't meet that goal of eating right, there is supplementation. Same thing with the male. There has to be a way for us to function in a nation where production is key and vital, and it seems like the only goal for the day. And your health has been put in second place, whether we accept that or not. Now, if we're taking our health and putting it in second place, how do we get a first place body functioning on a second place position? We really have to start thinking about these things when we start trying to basically blame something that we didn't do our homework about. We have to research. We have to check. It's the same thing we do in our daily lives. When you go into the grocery store, you're checking everything because you know what goes into your body should have value. Now, if we look at supplements the same way, instead of saying, well, so-and-so did that, and it looks like it's working for him. If everyone is unique, why would that matter? What supplement works best for you? How do you learn what works best for you? Research, study, not just going to the store and getting what's popular because so-and-so is trying to make a sale. This is your body. We're taking shortcuts in ways we don't have to. Everything we do should be a part of natural bodybuilding. Because if it's who you are, then everything you do already is a part of natural bodybuilding. It's not that you're saying you're better than anyone, but your body is better than something that you would eat that's prep. Same thing with these sideline supplements. Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's right. And just because it works doesn't mean it's legal. With proper research, all that doubt is weeded out. We have to start finding the spot in our life that lets us know we've done everything correctly. And if we do our research, if we really look into the supplementation, if we really look at what we're going and our goal and how to get there, these things come into play. You know, I can think about Meshach when we were talking about something and a supplement was handed to him. The first thing he did was check the label. He wants to know. It's that important to him. And I said, this is a pro athlete doing his just due. If that's what it takes to be on that elite level, then why aren't we all doing that in some manner or fashion until we learn to get on the level he's on where everything is checked out, not just the things that we know to check. But the things we don't know to check, are we checking that? Now, I'll go back to how do you learn? If you really want to learn, there's always somebody there to help. You know, I've been blessed with several that are just rock solid in knowing the business. And the P4P now has Chad, who's basically helping everybody to understand more and more their bodies and our minds and how they work together. We have the tools available. Whether it be pride or ego, we're not using them. And God forbid somebody fails a drug test before they realize coulda, shoulda, woulda. If we love what we do, shouldn't we love ourselves enough to make sure we can do it? Where is the end road? The first place trophy on a stage? Or a healthy life around friends and family? We're digging to improve, but we shouldn't be digging our graves at the same time. Too many times we're giving in to the easy way out, the short term thing. There's plenty of people in our lives. And with social media, we can go even further than that. There's somebody you know that's heard about a supplement or seen the good and the bad of anything. And now we can just reach out to people that work in the actual places where they manufacture, if we so choose, if we do our homework, if we do our research. How much do you love what you do? Or is it just lip service for anyone that's listening? You know, I like that that meme that says, you know, is it really beast mode for you when no one else is in the building? Would you still go as hard? If we can do that in the gym, why aren't we working our minds in the same fashion? Challenge your mind to be better. And a lot of times it comes from a trainer. Well, who's the trainer for supplementation? The person that knows the business, not giving you the business. He looks at you as an actual human being, and he's more than concerned, or she's more than concerned, about your health and fitness. Just as a personal trainer, not all of them are set in stone great people. Just as there are doctors, not all of them are set in stone looking to benefit your health and go after supplementation as if it's the reason, when basically you're going after the criminals behind them, which are the reason. And then you have to ask yourself, why would they make it if nobody wants to use it? We aren't looking in the right way because we're not thinking correctly. We're constantly trying to find a person instead of a mindset. If people are set to do wrong, they're going to do it. If people are set to do right, they're going to do it. If you're looking for a natural supplement that's beneficial to your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, you're going to find a way to get to it. If there's some food out there that increases all of these things to optimum health and optimum wellness and optimum use, you're going to do it. That's on the health side. On the unhealth side and big muscle side, there's ways to do that too. Every year, just about, you'll see somebody that has lost their life trying to do so. When you talk about supplementation, there's a lot of questions that you should be asking before you put anything into your body. And if you do what you're supposed to do, it's going to be somebody with the answer. That's the truth. Not what you want to hear, not what you like, not what you understand, but the truth of the matter. And I can think back to Paul Ward saying, there's plenty of things that you can take, but not all of them have the benefits that you want. We do things because someone else did it, but that doesn't mean it's going to work the same for us. A good example in this is I'm going to toot the horn for P4P. When I signed on with P4P, one of the things that JB, Joe, and I had talked about was if the stuff really worked. That's not a bold question. That's not threatening them in any way. That's just wanting an honest answer before I put my name out there and attach it to P4P. Why is your stuff better than what I'm already taking? And they answered me. Because they didn't have any crap in it. Well, what's crap? Fillers, proprietary blend, high whatever. I mean, there's so many names that are basically used to mask garbage. And Joe said something that really kind of stuck with me, obviously because I still remember it. He said, we not only sell it, but we take it ourselves. We use this stuff. We want it to work. That's the whole point in starting this, is for the naturals to actually have supplementation that was actually supplemental. They're not the only people that think that way. We've just been blessed to be part of their lives, and they are part of us. But there's plenty of people out there that want you to succeed and grow as a natural athlete because they want that same hope that you're looking for. We all do. We've seen the other side. You read the obituary. We know it's a lifestyle that we never wanted. Now that you've seen that and you know that, why aren't we working harder to make better natural supplements? What is the end game of supplementation if not to make the best athlete? Not magic in a bottle. Not lightning in a bottle. Not a quick fix. Not a magic pill. But when I bust my butt at night at the gym, I can get up and still take care of family in the morning. I can get up and still make it to work. I can make it to that second job. I can deal with the stresses of a day, delayed just that little bit, to where somebody's family gets to actually be a family. We have to understand that we can't do it all, and we don't know it all, but we still have to play our part in doing and knowing. The blessing of P4P for me was knowing the co-creators and knowing they didn't create something that had side effects that were not beneficial to a natural state of mind and a natural body. But if you don't ask, how do you know? You know, when people were trying it, I did some samples that worked, some tastes that worked, and they said, well, it doesn't taste as good as this Walgreens or Walmart brand. And I said, because it's not as much sugar. It's not as much crap to add flavor. This is actually beneficial to your body. So it's not designed to make your taste buds, well, I can't say that about Snickerdoodle and cake batter. I gotta retract that one. But they really didn't get that supreme ice cream taste with over sugar, over fat, you know, to make your taste buds crave and ask for more, because basically that's what modern food has been set up to do, is have you crave it and keep coming back for more. Well, with the P4P brand, it came out a little bit different. It actually worked. So the same people that were telling me that they had issues with how it tasted, had a little more pep in their step the next day. Now think about that. That's a supplement. They still had their lunch. They still had the dinner, and I'm sure they probably had breakfast as well. But that supplement gave them that kick to where they can enjoy time with their families. They could do the extra chores at the house and still make it to work on time the next day. There were 7 people that did the sample. There were 3 people that were honest about it. We have to understand what the goal of a supplement is. And it's not the end-all, be-all. But if taken correctly, and if you're taking legal things, your body does benefit. And, you know, that not everybody needs to take a multivitamin. But there are people that need to because they're just running on empty. We have to understand that our way isn't the only way, nor should it be. But the goal of a supplement is to make sure that everybody has a chance to be at their best, even though they don't have the proper time to cook, the proper time to sleep, the proper time. I mean, because there's so many variables that go into a day. And during a prep, that's a lot of days. And, you know, God bless you if everything falls into place. God bless you if everything is as it should be. But I've said it 1,000 times. There's over 10,000 people that start a prep. And there's only a few hundred that actually make it to the stage. And it's not that they did anything wrong. It's not that they didn't have the right mindset. It's not that they didn't have everything where it should be to start. But something along the way in life derailed them. And a lot of times, it's diet. Should they be thrown off the stage because all they could do was eat good meals but at bad times because they didn't have the right supplementation to get them between those times? What are we doing with our supplements other than supplementing the in-between time? Those cravings, those times when things aren't so easy to get to, when the vending machine is the only option unless we have supplements. Do your work. Do your research. But do make sure you have time. And don't be lazy. I mean, make your food, prep your food. I mean, do what you got to do. And when worst comes to worst, you have your supplement. But it shouldn't be to where everything relies on the supplement. Because, honestly, you almost set yourself up to cheat by not going about it correctly and with the right mindset. It's not a wonder drug, but it does do wonders. And I'll go back to, you know, to the horn for P4P, because when I changed over, I stopped taking everything for 3 months so I could be ready, cleaned out for any supplement that whey, the aminos, the alter ego. And I was really amazed by the changes. But when you realize that there's no garbage in the product, it's a lot easier to absorb. And your body benefits by not having to work so hard internally, so it can basically start giving you the results sooner. If you eat right, if you sleep right, and if you address your body's needs when they need to be addressed. There are people out that don't care for anything other than a sale. Ask around. Learn about these people so you can be aware of them and be away from it. But then there's some, like I said, there's some people that are more than passionate about supplementation. And they're not trying to shove it down your throat. They're just trying to enlighten you on some falsehoods that might slow down your progress and your progression. We have to grow in mind so we can grow as one body. Without an open mind, you don't see the truth in the way it needs to be seen. I'll be the first one to tell you, I was one of the guys that had to have the stack of the name brand. I think, what was it? The Gackic, the Lukic, and the Creakic. When that stuff was broken down to me, I felt pretty stupid. But the time I was taking it, felt pretty good about myself. I was doing something to change my health. I didn't know any better. But I was trying. And that's what drove me to the right people that could show me the right supplementation. And honestly, it was cheaper. You know, John Zuccarelli, the mad genius. That guy can tell you things about supplementation that are frightening. But it's to make you aware of what actually works. Tyler Haugis, my buddy, always making me aware of banned substances. Don't take this. Don't take that. Check the label again. See if it's in there. If you care enough and if you're passionate enough, there's people that do have your best interest at heart. They're not trying to guinea pig off of you. They're not trying to get you to be anything other than a natural athlete. But they love you because you love them. And they want the natural community to grow. It's good for their business. They get friends and they get to see them for years because they're healthy. And they make money on top of it. Isn't that what a business is all about? We got to start looking at reality and not this dream state of mind where I guess we feel something is owed to us because we're working hard and doing our due diligence. Hard workers are hard workers. I doubt anybody ever gets what they really think they deserve from their hard work. But does that stop you from trying? When you talk about supplements, you're not talking about everything that you. You're talking about things that are supposed to make you better at being you. Mental clarity, focus. You know, not overdoing it, not going to the extreme, but that balance that gets you from day to day and gets you day to day healthier. We increase because we work at it. And if you do everything correctly, you do increase. And it's not always in monetary ways, but it will be in your heart forever. Where do you plan on being as a natural athlete? And I doubt very, very few would say something about supplements in that train of thought. So why do we put so much emphasis on it when we try to reach our goal? It should be a part of who we are. Because we had to make some way out of no way. You know, I can't imagine missing out on fish and not having a chance for fish oil. Does that mean I stopped eating fish? You know, chicken, steak, turkey? Am I just supposed to simply exist off cake batter? P for P cake batter. Let me make that clear. And snickerdoodle coming up. I don't know. I might get stuck on that snickerdoodle for a bit, but that's me. That's speaking from an individual's point of view. But honestly, what are we doing? Why aren't we doing our homework? Why aren't we doing our research? Why aren't we getting around the people that improve us, not just say what we want to hear? The P4P family now is vast. Imagine the ground we can cover if we look at people like they can actually have the common sense to help us. Or we can keep sitting back with our pride and ego and closed mouths and never improve in the progressive way we need to. Because if you work, you'll improve. But now, the purpose of taking us up is to recover in a way that sustains your week, your day, and your life. Then why hasn't our minds done the same thing? There's so much that we can gain from doing things right, but there's so much we lose from doing things wrong. We have to improve. Because there's so many people that follow us. Check out I'm sure some people do already, but just, you know, look at how many people like, comment, or whatever. And then when you're at work, how many people engage in you during the day? When you're at the gym, how many people just stop by to say hello? They're watching you. They're watching what you do. They're watching how you go about doing it. They're watching what you say. We're watching how you go about saying it. When do you come to the understanding that you've made a difference? Not that you make a difference. You've made a difference already just by choosing good health. Now imagine the disappointment when they find out they're just like the rest. They're taking things and they're telling us a lifestyle that they don't live. Because when you get caught failing a test, this is what goes through their minds. Here's more of the same old, same old. Whether it's true or not, this is what society has taught. And until you turn some heads and change some minds, this is what they're going to keep on thinking. If we had just done the research, if we had just checked out that one little thing, And granted, you don't have to do any of that. But also granted, you don't have to compete of the life we live. And research should be a part of it if it's truly a passion. Because when you talk about passion, you're talking about all facets of your life engages in that passion, whether we see it as it is or not. Get better because you want to be better. Don't take supplements if you don't have to. Do take supplements if you're burning the candle at both ends, because you will burn out unless you get a thicker thing of wax. I'm really proud of all the people that chose the natural route. I'm really proud of the people that don't need a drug test or poly or blood test or hair sample to let the world know that they're natural. Because honestly, you know, I've been drug screened for work. I've been drug screened for shows. I've been drug screened when I was in the military. And it was always laughable to me. Because I would always say, you know, you're only learning what I already know. Because I want to know what's going on in my body. I didn't know everything as it was the right way, but I did have the mindset to want to try. So I hope this helps somebody, and I hope this opens some minds. And I really hope that people understand, you know, your life is important and your health is important. And you should look at it that way first before anyone else does. Desiree's got a great show coming up Thursday. Stay tuned. It'll be a great week. We got some things going on with P4P that are going to be amazing. And like I said, I'm here hosting the show on Tuesday, the Click Nutrition. Stop in. If you ever want to talk to one of the guests we have, there's plenty of top name natural athletes to come on this show. Stop in, talk to them. I'll put you on the air live. You can ask them as long as you keep your wits about you and your language in check. We'll have a great show. So for everybody out there, you know, thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting the natural community, the natural competitors. P4P, God bless you. Everybody have a great night. Caitlin Patterson, and we are...